Is there another house on it?
No.
Thank you.
Anybody got any questions for anybody? Folks, I respect what you are here for. But everybody that has spoke here tonight has pretty well spoke on all three of them. So I hope I don't offend anybody by moving to the next and last house. Now, I will take two or three people on that one and let you speak. If anybody ain't got any questions for Terry or anybody. Dave, you got any?
Well, my only question.
Okay. Okay, Bob, we'll move on to Hyden's Nightly Rental, 260 Lemonwood Lane.
And this is case number 2016-16. As you said, it's the Hyden 260 Lemonwood Nightly Rental. And it's, of course, located at 260 Lemonwood Lane. And we've got a north, south, east, and west view of the property in question. The applicants are requesting, of course, approval of a Division 3 special use permit in order to utilize this existing four-bedroom single-family residence for nightly rental. Per the assessor's information, the residence in question is approximately 2,069 square feet in size and was constructed in 1994. Unfortunately, on this one, the staff was unable to locate either the Division 1 permit or the septic permit for the property in question. Of course, what prompted all three of these was the a formal complaint that was received on June 9th that led to the issuance of a stop work order on June 15th and the submission of three separate Division 3 special use applications. The subject property, again, is approximately 14,374 square feet in size. It's known as all of Lot 5, Block C of Moore's Oasis Subdivision. And the property in question contains a four-bedroom, two-bathroom house, as is listed on the Airbnb website. The with this being therefore with this being a five-bedroom home, it'd have a maximum occupancy of 12 people. And having a total of 12 people, it would require at least five parking spaces, and with the two-car garage and the fairly good size driveway, it would meet those minimum requirements. The properties essentially north, south, east, and west are predominantly single-family residential properties within the Moore's Oasis subdivision. And the project received a total score of negative 34 on the policy checklist. Out of a maximum possible score of 29, the relative policies on this one receiving a negative score consist of off-site nuisances, right-of-way on existing roads, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, and use compatibility. The staff recommendations, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit number 2016-16, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. henceforth, this residence shall accommodate no more than 10 persons per night. Excuse me, the total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Five, in the event that the on-site wastewater treatment system begins to surface, showing signs of failure, the property owner shall either repair or replace said system, ensuring capacity for the nightly rental of the building, ensuring that the system will adequately meet the needs of up to 10 people. Six, a minimum of one off-street parking space shall be designated as a handicap parking space. No recreational vehicles, trailers, boats, or other watercraft shall be parked on site unless they will be stored within the garage. Seven, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Eight, this decision is subject to all existing easements.